Today's episode of Town Matters features an interview with Sergeant Vernetta Wright with the Colonial Beach Police Department. Sergeant Wright is the school resource officer for Colonial Beach Public Schools. She is especially concerned that kids understand how important it is to avoid texting while driving or being otherwise distracted by noisy friends, loud music, or phone calls. During the show, you'll hear from the Arrive Alive program director, as well as juniors and seniors at Colonial Beach High School immediately after participating in the Arrive Alive program. The students I interviewed were Tyson Smith, Keely Daniel, Gary Tompkins, Kirsten Strawn, Autumn Laura, Nathaniel Canty, Kamari Davis, Sean Johnson, and Cora Bowler. None of the kids was actually impaired, drunk, or distracted while driving on local roads. The simulator gives them a chance to see what it might feel like using virtual reality goggles in a real car connected to the simulator to create the sensation of driving while impaired or distracted.
I'm Sally Adams from WWER Radio, and I am talking to
Shaquille Hill from Arrive Alive.
Well, tell us a little bit about Arrive Alive.
Arrive Alive, we travel the country making sure we educate high schoolers, college students, in drinking and driving, impaired driving, and distracted driving.
How do you do that?
We plug in a cord that plugs in to our laptop. It's called a spider for the gas and the brake sensitivity. And then we influence the drunkenness or the highness, or if you had your phone, for distracted driving through the computer.
So do the kids get some sort of grade? They're sitting in this car, and I've taken a picture of it, but it's a regular SUV. It says Arrive Alive Tour on the side of it. So you have a child who is driving age, sitting behind the wheel of the car.
Yep.
And they're not actually driving anywhere.
Yeah, driving in a virtual reality, so you don't have to really worry about any of the real life consequences out in the real world. It's already hard enough to drive sober, so got to make sure these kids know what they're getting into and the discipline behind it.
Right, and you have the kids sign a pledge at the end of their driving?
Most definitely, to never drink and drive, smoke and drive, or be distracted in driving.
That's excellent. Do you have people sitting in the back seat yelling at them about which way to turn?
Every once in a while, we have a co-worker sit in the passenger seat for the distracted part. But yeah, just enjoying, you know, and educating these kids and making sure they're making the right decisions in life.
That sounds like you're going to keep some kids alive. That's
most definitely. Even
very
if we
cool
change
job.
One kid's mindset, they can save a whole party, you know, so you never know these days.
All right. Shaquille, do people ever give you a hard time about your name?
A little bit.
You're very tall.
Yeah, I'm missing a few inches. I'm definitely missing a few inches.
Okay.
They called me Baby Diesel in high school.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much
for letting
me interview you. Okay. Well, good luck today.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Thinking you could best the system? Think again. Let's listen to some students. Tell us how it went.
It was not my fault. I did not see the turn signal.
Why didn't you see the turn signal?
I was very distracted on my phone.
Oh, man.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's not your responsibility, I guess.
No, I take responsibility.
That's really good.
Because you got family that's
going right.
to hear this, right?
That's right.
Power steering would not let me turn.
What were you doing? It cheated me.
I was texting while driving.
Texting while driving?
Yes.
And you're blaming the power steering?
Yes.
Because you crashed the car, right?
It wouldn't let me turn. I would have done way better in real life.
Did it make you think a little bit about what it's like to text and drive, actually getting to see the wreck?
Yeah, a little bit.
I was drunk. It was hard to steer. Couldn't really see nothing. Hit a cone.
Did you hit a person? You didn't hit any people.
No.
Okay, so you're not arrested or anything.
No, I don't think so.
Mine was on the influence of alcohol.
Ooh, how did that go?
Not so good.
Did you get to drive very far?
Somewhat, but it was a little dizzy and hard to see.
Yeah. So you think you want to drive and drink?
Never in my life.
Never.
At all.
I was drunk. The edges of my skin were black.
Tell me how the experience was.
I thought I was doing fine until the car swerved in front of me, but I didn't stop or anything.
Oh, you just ran into it?
Yeah. Oh, I would not do that ever.
You would not drive?
No, that already showed me I don't want to.
Wondering how this came to be? Let's listen to Sergeant Wright explain the program.
I'm a sergeant with the Colonial Beach Police Department. I am also an SRO with the Colonial Beach High School.
And what does SRO stand for?
School Resource Officer.
So tell us about the Arrive Alive program. You were the spearhead for this.
Yes, I was. The reason that I wanted to do this was because I read an article about 2 years ago of a young man who's 16 years old, and he returned a text to his mother. And I think the text was something like, I don't know, maybe 6 seconds, 8 seconds long, something like that. And in that time, he's in the state of Virginia, in that time, he went over the double yellow lines and he hit two trucks that were coming opposite of him. Killed both drivers. Both of those men were married and have children. And now those families, those two families have been affected because of texting and driving. And the 16-year-old, who is now about 18, maybe even 19, because this started a couple of years ago, since I've been trying to get this started. Thank God for our superintendent and the team, the staff here at the high school and the police department, the chief police and my captain and all. They all were pushing for me to do this for the students. I just have much more respect for them since I work in the school. They don't know what they're missing until we tell them. And I say that meaning there's opportunities that they might not get unless we kind of push forward.
You're talking about the students.
The students. So when they're out driving and things like that, the reason I picked the ages of 10th grade through 12th grade was because they're the ones actually taking the test now, going out to drive. The system is set up so that now they can do virtual. And when I was coming up, we didn't have anything like that. There was no virtual. We actually drove a car. We drove onto the freeway to learn how to drive. We drove up mountains. I'm from California. I drove up Mount Baldy and down Mount Baldy at the age of 16. They taught me how to merge on the freeway, merge off the freeway. So we had a training that our children don't get anymore. And I just feel that it's a discredit to them because they don't know what's out there, seriously. And so now that they have modern technology with the cell phones, I just think they shouldn't have them in the cars. I wish that they could only dial 911 in when they're in the cars. But that 16-year-old is now 18 or something, like I was saying, and he's going to live his life in prison. The reason I contacted the Arrive Alive, it was an email that came to the school. I read it one day. I thought it was, you know, worth it. And I did a presentation before, I think it was Dr. Addo and the superintendent, Dr. Mitchell, and they liked it. They presented it, I guess, to the school board. And then I talked to the principal. I presented myself with the same information to the principal here, Mr. Lush, and to my chief of police, Greg Devers, and everybody. All of them were like, hey, let's get on board with this thing. So that's how it got started. And then when I read up on it, I found out that the Arrive Alive Tour is the nation's number one ranked drunk driving awareness event in the nation. And it's also the first and only marijuana driving simulator in the country. And because of that simulation and everything that they do inside of that vehicle, when the kids get in there, they get that real life experience. Since I feel that they're missing out on what we had when we were younger, they don't get that type of driving training. I just wanted them to be able to see what can happen. It was so good for us to do it before the prom, because our prom is coming up. It's on the 22nd of April. So we got it in there just in time. And so I also did one other thing. We did some vehicle stops out there so that they would know after their ticket was printed out to them today. And so we did a couple of traffic stops so that they would know how to interact with law enforcement, because we're trying to build a bond. We're just trying to do everything that we can. We're all on the same page, and it's a wonderful feeling. We're all on the same page. And I mean, you have some of the toughest kids, some of the nicest kids, some of the quietest kids, are kids that have all kinds of personalities, but they were really interested in this. Mm-hmm. They were really interested. And it was just a plus. Just a win-win.
So. Do you feel like there are kids who will be impacted by this long-term?
Yes. Yeah. When they saw how fast they crashed, being on, the simulator came in three. It was texting and driving, drunk driving, and
marijuana.
And the marijuana. That's the new one. I just said that. So that was the new one. And they saw that they failed on those tests, and it just amazed them. It really did. It amazed them.
I think they thought they could beat it.
They did. When they got in there, they were like, oh, I can drive. And they crashed off right away. And out of everybody that we had today, we had 109 students. Only three of them got to finish.
And not very well.
Exactly.
It was an impaired finish.
It was impaired in an impaired finish. She had a couple of manslaughter charges in there. But at the end of this, in 2 weeks, I was able to pencil in and on my calendar. Her name is Valerie Mayo. She's a substitute judge in Westmoreland County. She's asked that I grab a couple of tickets on.
She's going to adjudicate the cases.
She is. She's going to adjudicate. And so she's excited. I'm going to meet up with her on the 10th so that we can get the plan worked out, how to do it.
Are you doing the mock court in the school?
The mock court will be in the school.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and we're going to bring the 10th, 11th, and 12th graders down and have the assembly with her. It'll probably take about an hour, I think from like 1 o'clock to 2, I think is what the principal said he would set up. She's agreed to do it. And we're just happy that a judge is going to be able to come out and let the kids know what that would have looked like had they been in a real accident. I just loved the Arrive Alive tour.
I'm so impressed. I thought it was a great day. The kids learned a lot. Yeah.
They did. And they had fun with it.
They did.
But they took it kind of serious.
You could tell when that switch was flipped.
Yeah, they were like, whoa.
This is serious business.
This is really serious. Yeah. So it was really good. And it was good to meet the Arrive Alive team. They drove here from another
Michigan?
From Michigan, yeah. And so it was just a really good program. I wanted to say one other thing. It's 16 to 20-year-olds are 17 times more likely to die in a crash because of their texting and driving level. So
it's a lot to think about.
It is. It just makes you, it just hurts your heart just to know that they're going to be out there. They don't have the experience. And the parents are doing everything that they possibly can to, you know, teach them the best that they can. I just think that the system, the DMV and us, we need to get it more together. As SRO, I will be teaching a part of that class also on driving, texting and driving, and showing a couple of videos.
Okay. Thank you so much for all your work in putting this together.
You're welcome.
That's fantastic. I
Thank
suspect
so
we're one of the only schools around here that has this program.
I think so.
That's
I'm
great.
Not sure. I haven't heard of anybody else in our area.
So. Well, maybe next year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Sal.
You bet.
Now, let's see what some real fake crimes these kids got themselves into.
I'm here at this high school doing a Drive Alive tour, and I drove a car, and I think I did bad.
Why do you think you did bad?
Because I failed to stop at a red light, and I hit a building.
Did you have an impairment? Let's see. Does it say on your ticket?
Does it say that I have...
You were speeding, you were swerving, you were driving... Oh, no, you were driving on the incorrect side of the road.
Was I?
Apparently, driving off the road, failing to stop...
I just flipped my car, though.
You flipped your car?
Yeah, on accident, though. Because I tried to press the brake and it wouldn't stop.
Were you drinking and driving?
Yeah.
Would you?
Unfortunately.
Would you do that behind the wheel of an actual car?
No. So that tell put my me life in danger. Don't do that, kids, okay?
Oh, I was driving drunk.
Uh-uh!
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Crash, hit the back of the car.
Oh,
that's all your stuff.
Oh,
right,
did
there.
You kill someone?
Oh, no, I ain't kill nobody.
So this is what you did.
Did anybody kill someone?
I got swerving, driving, total, failing to stop, collision, driving on incorrect side of the road, driving below posted speed.
Ooh, would you drink and drive in a real car? Why not?
Because I don't drink.
You just drove the golf cart.
Yes,
and were stopped by the police. And how did that go?
Not well. I was speeding, swerving, driving on the wrong side of the road, driving off the road, failing to stop, and I got into a collision. I hit a house.
Did it make? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Were you nervous when he pulled you over?
Yes.
Even though it was pretend,
yeah.
It still felt a little.
Yeah, when he said, like, hi, I'm officer, and I was like, ugh.
Like, yeah, so you want to avoid that, right?
Yes.
Cool. Anything you want to tell people about driving while
Don't drive under the influence and don't do drugs.
A couple of weeks after the Arrive Alive event, reporter George Nelson visited the high school and saw several kids whose cases were chosen to be depicted in a mock trial with actual judge Valerie Mayo.
This was DUI, drugs, speeding, swerving, driving on the incorrect side of the road, and a collision. You're going to get a speeding ticket. You're going to be ordered to perform 30 hours of community service. You're going to be given a curfew for driving
being home by 7 p.m. off the highway every night. Come back in 6 months if no further moving violations. The court would probably dismiss the charge.
All right, this is George Nelson for WWER 88.1. We're talking to three of the Colonial Beach High School students. There was some kind of driving test, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was a virtual reality.
And all three of you did the virtual reality driving?
Yes.
Was it like real driving?
Not really.
Okay.
Like when you put the goggles on, it's like you in a real road, but like when you're driving, it don't really feel like it's you, like it's doing it for you, for real.
Okay, so there's no feel of the
road.
Oh,
you do. Right. You do stare at yourself and stuff, but like it just be going out of hand when you don't expect it to, because like of like the senses they put on there, like the drugs and the alcohol and.
So they wanted you to crash in this test you did,
yes.
The driving you did.
Yes, I didn't crash. I pulled over because I knew I wasn't sober right to drive.
Okay. So. The thing we did today where you went to court for your bad driving decisions,
mm-hmm.
did any of that seem like this is important or was this just another school exercise?
It seemed like it was important. Like the stuff that she was saying was getting us to be like, oh, if we really did get in trouble for something like this that was minor, it could lead to bigger consequences, like, you know. Make you not want to do it. I think that it'll definitely make me rethink about getting in a car with people that are drinking and driving.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Or being the driver of that. What about you, Kata?
I agree with you.
Yes. All right. We have agreement. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
you
participating.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Town Matters. I'm Sally Adams, and I'm glad you can join me to find out what's happening at Colonial Beach High School to help keep our kids safe while driving.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.